The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Joe on the radio, pumped up. 5 minutes after 6, 6:05 on Wednesday, February 6th already, 2019. And here we are with great speech last night. Very pumped up, very patriotic. The president hit a home run, and this is objectively speaking. It's hard, even, the way socialists are trying to find ways to criticize it, and they're having trouble with it. It was just well done. It was just well done. I stayed with the whole thing. I was riveted. The president is such a showman in that regard, but he hit so many topics where I just said, see, that's why we voted for President Trump last night. I thought he was great. And I hope that, God, we could just join together. There was bipartisan cheers last night in the House. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Very, very, a lot. And I got to tell you, personally, on a personal level, a lot been going on. I'll tell you about it in a second. But the speech, I thought, was just right on the money. It was great. And the way the president portrayed it, the way he laid it out, was great. And I don't know who was cheering, but there were a lot. I've never heard cheers like that. It was like, you know, with the throat. A lot of those cheering, like it was like back in the 1800s. Yeah, which was kind of great, you know. I didn't understand the white with the women with the white, but even the president dealt with that, man, which was so great, the way he gave the women credit, acknowledged women, and saying, I gave stats on how many women are now working, how many more women are working. So it was hard. He went against socialism. And let me run down what exactly the president did. We'll play some audio in case you didn't stay up. I stayed up the whole time. I mean, it's like, that's late for us, you know, and we watched the whole thing. And again, I have to tell you this, though, on a personal note, 72 years old, President Trump is. He's up there. He's late. I know people who are my age. Consider a little bit younger, you know, going like, I got to go to bed at 9 o'clock. I need a nap. He's up there in front of, you know, millions, tens of millions of people. And then this was awesome. He didn't open the notebook that was in front of him once. Did you see that? He had a notebook. It was a bound notebook. And that's in case the prompter goes down. And he did not reference it. Well, he didn't. I think I would be afraid, wouldn't you? Like, you'd open the book and you'd like to know, and then you see on your teleprompter the page, so you just turn the page just in case the prompter goes down, you can go to it. He didn't even go there. He's such a television president, you know? Although, you have to give President Clinton one time, I remember, the prompter went down for Bill Clinton. Remember that? Years ago, the prompter went down, and he ad-libbed the rest of the speech, which was great. But talk about a television president, good on his feet. This president, really better than anybody else. Didn't even go to those things. And then Nancy Pelosi looked kind of civil behind him, applauded a couple times. She didn't do the mouth thing. I was waiting for the mouth thing to happen. I know someone talked to her. Don't do the mouth thing. And it was just, I just thought, a home run all around. Now, if they could just gather all of that from the room last night, you know, and bring in all the different, you know, forces that are down in Washington, D.C. Oh, this too, please. And I love, you know, what's great about opening the mic is being able to talk to you like a friend. Did you see them all congratulating each other? Do you feel like we're watching, like, some kind of, like, aliens sometimes when you watch people in D.C.? They're all hugging each other. They're nodding their head. You know, before the president came in, and they're nodding, oh, yeah. And they showed the different clips of every politician, and you recognize the politicians, and they're shaking and they're laughing. Get out of it. You're public servants. No one should be happy to be there. It should be a sense of duty. A sense of duty. They're like, hi, how are you? Let me shake your hand. Good to see you. Let's wear white. We'll all wear white. We'll wear white because the president doesn't like women. Boom, he shut that down in a second, didn't he? It was great. Oh, just that little club. You know what it made me feel like? You know, back in the day, Italians, and I know my Jewish friends, were not allowed in certain country clubs, you know, and certainly African Americans and people of color were not allowed in certain country clubs. Right, you know the whole thing. So, and then I used to always like, well, what the Italians and the Jewish community did, they started their own, you know? They were Italian country clubs, mostly Italians, mostly Jewish country clubs, because the WASPs love them all. wouldn't allow, oh, we don't want the Italians in. No, we don't want the Jewish folks in. Oh, people of color, no, we don't want them in. That's the way I feel when I look at Washington, D.C. Like, we're not, it's like this little elite club that we can't get into. Did you feel that, though? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they're nodding. I saw everybody, I'm running for president. Hi, how are you? Everybody's, like, kissing up to everybody else. Get out. And then President... And why I like that President Trump is the president, because when he walks in, they all go, wow, I can't believe he's actually the president. And then he gives a great speech. Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, man, I can remember listening to other presidents, no name mentioned. I would just go, oh, my Lord. You know, they would just go right along with the swamp. But let me play, if I may, some actualities, as it were. What I just thought was beautiful. What this president did, he talked about the Holocaust, mentioned the Holocaust, and it's in the face of Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, the two gals from Michigan in the House of Representatives who are now congresswomen, who are anti-Semites, hardcore anti-Semites, hardcore death to Israel, and they're United States representatives in the House of Representatives, and the Democrats don't say anything about it. President doesn't call them out? Doesn't call him out. He just talks about one of the most devastating things ever to happen to mankind and to never forget. Let's hear what the president said about the Holocaust survivors.
Joshua Kaufman was a prisoner at Dachau. He remembers watching through a hole in the wall of a cattle car as American soldiers rolled in with tanks. To me, Joshua recalls, the American soldiers were proof that God exists, and they came down from the sky. They came down from heaven.
This is well said, Mr. President. I'm so glad he went there. And you got to give Jared Kushner all the credit in the world, you know, for stepping up. And the way the president talked about Israel and how Jerusalem is now the capital of Israel. And I wanted the press to go to these two representatives, you know, from Michigan, squirming in their seats, man. I wanted to see it. I was watching on a pool camera, I think, you know, on my phone as I was traveling. And I wanted just somebody to show these two anti-Semites. You know, I just love when the president just stuck it to them. And then the Holocaust survivor was there. And then they sang Happy Birthday to Judah Summit. That was great. It was just wonderful. And maybe I'm old, but I see how great America was, how vital America was. And it is now, for sure, but during the Second World War, because I'm a student of the Second World War, how about, and the president mentioned that, and let's take a clip from the president acknowledging some soldiers from the Second World War.
In June, we marked 75 years since the start of what General Dwight D. Eisenhower called the Great Crusade, the Allied liberation of Europe in World War II. On D-Day, June 6, 1944, 15,000 young American men jumped from the sky and 60,000 more stormed in from the sea to save our civilization from tyranny. Here with us tonight are three of those incredible heroes. Private First Class Joseph Riley, Staff Sergeant Irving Locker, and Sergeant Herman Zajcik.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you, Mr. President, for acknowledging the heroes of the Second World War. I think of my dad every time I see those gentlemen still alive, man, still standing up, and the president acknowledges it, because I don't think anybody, especially the younger socialists that are now in the Senate, in the House, I don't think they study history.
And then when I tell you how great this country is, and when I talk about the sovereignty and the tenor of this country and the character of the United States of America, I don't feel that from the new politicians. I don't feel it. They want to come in here. They want to change the laws. They want to do away with the Constitution. And the president is not forgetting the history. This president did not forget the history. And then he went. There was one guy from Montclair, New Jersey, that he acknowledged that I absolutely loved. And it was just so. And I know him a little bit. But let's listen to what the president said about the second man to ever walk on the moon.
In 2019, we also celebrate 50 years since brave young pilots flew a quarter of a million miles through space to plant the American flag on the face of the moon. Half a century later, we are joined by one of the Apollo 11 astronauts who planted that flag, Buzz Aldrin.
There's the man Buzz from Montclair, New Jersey, baby, 89 years old. Guys, that was so great that we had to hear. And Buzz was right up front. He was right up front on the balcony, stood up and saluted the president. And you know, Buzz is all about that, man. He is just so patriotic. He's such a great patriot. And so that I just so appreciated the president acknowledging this American hero in Buzz Aldrin, you know. And not just because he's from Jersey. Come on. Then the women also, we'll all dress in white. We'll all dress in white. Because I don't know. They got to do something. And those, by the way, those outfits, the outfit I saw on the Miss Ocasio-Cortez, I don't think I could have ever afforded an outfit like that, man. That you could see that they had some top designer, like the Academy Awards. They're wearing white, like they're that's like a fashion show or something. What? Why was that? The president, though. Please, you got to stop with the pro this, pro that, anti this, anti that. I am objectively observing the president handle it politically in as astute a way as you possibly can, talking about the accomplishments in his administration and up to this point of women in the United States of America.
No one has benefited more from our thriving economy than women, who have filled 58% of the newly created jobs last year. You weren't supposed to do that. Thank you very much. All Americans can be proud that we have more women in the workforce than ever before. Don't sit yet. You're going to like this. And exactly one century after Congress passed the constitutional amendment giving women the right to vote, we also have more women serving in Congress than at any time before.
How great was that? Then they started chanting USA. Did you hear that? The women go, USA, USA, I'm going to camp. Only Donald Trump could do that. It was a great moment. And as a daddy of three daughters, I appreciated that very much. And then this, before we go to the guys and we got a break, just so much to get into a State of the Union last night is this whole abortion thing. This whole and it's not even abortion. Abortion doesn't describe it. This whole murder of children after they're born. How did we get to where we are as a society? As a society, I don't care if you're pro-choice, pro-life, I don't care what you are. You can't let a baby be born. And then in late term, if you looked at, and I did, and forgive me for being this harsh this early in the morning, but I just want to factually talk about exactly what the president talked about last night, is when a baby is born and then you're going to be able to kill it. Excuse me. It's a little severe. And like I said, it's murder one. It's like murder one. It's to actually kill a baby. Then in the late term, if you ever looked at, if they ever took the time, and I don't know that they do, you go into a late term abortion and you see the pain that the fetus and that baby has to go through, it's inexcusably inhuman. And I don't know how we got to where we are. So I have to applaud the president of the United States. As I said, first of all, he puts down socialism. He starts talking about all the things you and I believe in. And he actually mentioned abortion. And I thought he handled that last night, this abortion issue, in the most stellar of ways. Let's listen.
Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth to defend the dignity of every person. I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in a mother's womb.
How about that? Courageous of the president to do that. He could have skirted that. He could have been more politically correct. He went boom right into it. And thank you, Mr. President. Overall, the speech was spectacular. Frankie is here to comment on it. Al is here to comment on it. Debbie Duhamel is on the roads right now at 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. And we have, just in about 15 minutes, Dr. Jeannie Zeno to break down this whole president's State of the Union address. Hey, Deb, did you watch it? Did you stay up to watch it at all, Deb?
You know what? I was out last night. I was at Rutgers watching Governor Christie and, you know, speaking. My brother was hosting, an event.
That was last night.
Yeah. So the thing is, I was driving
home.
That
was a big event.
With friends, and we were talking. And so I didn't see the speech yet, but I will see it. You know, but you can't do everything, right, Joe?
Well, you got in late then. You got in late then, girl, huh?
Yeah, I didn't go to sleep till like 10:30. Oh,
10:30.
I'm really bad. Today I'm delirious, but...
Me too. I'm watching the president. I said, you're watching Chris Christie. I said, political junkies we are, Deb. I have to admit.
Yeah, and Christie was awesome. He was just great talking about his book. Really interesting.
Well, your brother, having your brother there, Michael, is great. He is. Mm-hmm. He is the he's the expert of everything politics in New Jersey for sure. Hey, Debbie, and you know traffic better than anybody, my dear. So how are we doing this early in the morning? 6:21 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, definitely want to avoid the outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel right now. The problem is it's an overturned garbage truck at the bottom of the helix right as you get into Jersey, and it's a mess. You're going to be diverted through Hoboken, so prepare for that. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's at least 30 minutes already as well because the bus lane is also blocked getting in at the Lincoln. The inbound Holland, that's 20 already. GWB, 45 minutes because of some earlier construction at the George Washington Bridge. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on the westbound side of the Bruckner at the Deegan, but a stalled car was just cleared away. The Cross Island North at the Grand Central, that's an accident. And the Staten Island Expressway eastbound getting right into Clove Road, an accident in the process of being cleared. Watch for delays on 2 and 3 trains. Checking in on the forecast, rain this afternoon, high in the mid-40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame at 622 877-970-2999. You can call anytime. We got a lot to talk about this morning. I got to tell you about Indochino suits. You hear me talking about it, right? And you saw my green suit yesterday. And then I told you that Indochino, we had a conference call with Indochino just to make sure we all knew everything that was the great things I'm going to tell you in a second about Indochino. We talk about it in the conference call and how you can get your Indochino suit and how Indochino works, right? And then I ran over to, I want to tell you about the 4 New York showrooms of Indochino, 3 in Manhattan, and their new Brooklyn showroom on Court Street. I'm going to tell you all about that, but I ran the Short Hills. I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell you that because I think they want you to go to New York, but you got Short Hills, that's a great Indochino. I went over there, I met this guy, this kid, Justin. I have to tell you, I speak to the guys, you want a suit, you want a custom-made suit with everything. With your lapel, you could personalize your lapel, the lining, the pockets, the buttons, the buttonholes. What color would you like the buttonholes, Joe? What would you? I said, are you kidding me? You could do that, and then writing your own monogram in the suit. And I'm telling you, you could pick the material out, you pick the color out. They have swaths of material. You have got to try it. And when I tell you the price, you're not going to believe it. You got to go online to order at Indochino.com or stop in. You can go online, by the way, Indochino. .com, right? But you can stop into those 4 New York showrooms, 3 in Manhattan, the new Brooklyn showroom on Court Street. And yeah, man, go to Short Hills. I went to Jersey. I went right into the Short Hills Mall. And this week, you listening to Piscopo in the Morning can get any premium Indochino suit for just $359. Boom! home. Now, you tell me where you can get a custom-made suit for $359. Just go, please, Indochino.com when entering Piscopo at checkout, all right? Or any of the New York showrooms again. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Shipping is free. Indochino.com, promo code Piscopo for any premium suit for just $359 plus free shipping. Incredible deal for a premium made-to-measure suit. Hey, once you go custom, you do not go back.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I'm here to tell you that there's no better way to spend the most romantic day of the year than by enjoying some of the best Italian food in Manhattan with your special someone at Giardino d'Oro Ristorante at 5 Gold Street, right by the station here. Giardino d'Oro is authentic, has wonderful service, has a classic intimate setting. Enjoy wine, a gourmet insalata, and classic Italian dishes from the special Valentine's Prefix 4-course dinner menu, like ravioli quattro formaggi, made with homemade pasta stuffed with gourmet cheeses, or the filetto di bronzino, served with extra virgin olive oil, fresh herbs, and chopped garlic sauce. Just visit GiardinoDoro.com or call 212-514-6400. Make a reservation, or just stop in. It's right by the station. Benny is there. James and Valentino are there. Don't miss Valentine's Day at Giardino d'Oro.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's, baby! I'll bring it up, Al. Leslie West. One of the great rock tunes of all time, baby. You know this call.
I was somewhere, and this song came up, and there was a young kid there. It looked like a rock and roller. And I actually, it was like on the radio or on the, you know, the intercom of the store I was on. I can't remember where it was. And I start lecturing the kids. You know, this was one of the great rock tunes of all time. I'm explaining to the kid.
Can you help me with my order? Did you see that rock song? You're at one order shop, right?
I said, Leslie West. I started talking about Mountain to Leslie West. Albert, the name of the Leslie West drummer, I'm embarrassed. Forgive me.
Look it up.
Played with him. Fantastic. I was on stage with him, and he just blasts it from the back of the band. Hey, good morning, Frankie. Good morning to you, my friend.
How you doing, Frankie? I just looked it up. Corky Lang.
Corky Lang. He was there at an event I was at, and I said, look back. I said, that's Corky Lang, the drummer from Mountain with Leslie. He goes, yeah, man. They're all great. So a shout out. Long Island guy, right, guys? Was he a Long Island guy?
Yes.
And Albert, good morning to you. And don't shave your head. You're going to shave your head again? What? I'm going to do a mohawk.
I'm going to do a mohawk. I'm doing it on April 27th, actually. I'm going to Facebook live it, and then I'm going to dye it purple.
And then for cancer.
The dye goes out in a couple of weeks. It's, you know, it's a one-time application.
Walk around a purple mohawk?
Why not?
You don't really know.
It's hair. It grows back.
How?
Listen, the two of you don't have to stand with me or whatever. You could be embarrassed.
We have to stare at you 4 hours every morning. We went looking at a purple
ball for 4 hours. How's that? I'll wear a mask.
Or a hat.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or a hat. Your hair looks so good.
It does.
Thank you. I know. It grows back.
Huh?
It grows back. Well, for some. For others,
by the way, we had Eric Casaburi on with the head of Retro Fitness yesterday. He was great. I love the energy of Eric. He was just so great. So what did you do after the show?
His energy was so infectious, he shamed me into walking for almost an hour yesterday after I picked up my son from school.
You know what? I got
to. Did 2 miles.
I got to text him that. That is great. He is inspirational, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. He's a guy who does not need any caffeine or artificial sweetness. I've never seen a guy so, and I hate to use this term, but I've never seen a guy so jacked up. He was
so
full
true.
Of energy. He's your great. Perfect guest.
Yeah, he is.
He's the type of guy you might have to
tell. Eric did undercover boss.
You know, I had forgotten that he did that.
Yeah.
I mean, but he got up. Didn't he put on a disguise or something?
Yeah, he did. So. He did. Yeah.
And nobody really knew who he was. Like, the one with Mitchell Modell is great, but the moment he put that disguise on, everyone looked at him like, you're Mitchell Modell. Like, they knew immediately.
I think the best undercover boss was Eric's and Mitchell Modell's. They were great, but Eric Casaburi, the head of Retro Fitness from Jersey, was great. So it inspired Al to go. How long did you walk yesterday?
About 2 miles. It's about just under a mile to my son's school, so I walked all the way there and then turned around and walked back.
Wow. Hey, so what a day, what a night last night. Frankie, you stayed up and watched the president's
speech? I did. I didn't stay up for Stacey Abrams' response, but I'm reading some summaries of it now.
And I think if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had any more of a frown, her entire lower half of her face would have fell off.
Well, clearly it was not a speech geared towards her, but she did stand up and applaud when the president talked about all the women in Congress.
But almost reluctant, like, all right, excited.
You know what, I don't know how the president did it, though, Frankie, to your point, but he did bring the room together. He said the wall thing was tough, and of course everybody got uncomfortable there. And then one of my favorite moments in a more negative way, and I shouldn't say this, but my favorite moment is when the president mentions what New York State voted for in this late-term abortion with killing the babies after they're born, and they took a shot at Chuck Schumer. Boom! And Chuck Schumer does that. He looked like he was going into a fetal position, and, like he always does. Right? That was the only negative point. And then Chuck Schumer, they always, when they're embarrassed and they know they're wrong, whether they say socialism or wrong, then they whisper something to the person next to them. Did you see that? They all start talking to each other. I thought the president handled it great. It was so he hit all the points, and Jeannie Jano is going to come up in a second and tell you about it. But what I can't stand, Frankie Five Boroughs, is how it's a little club. It's like it reminds me of when I was a kid and I'm the Italian on the outside, and all the elite country club, they all go to these waspy country clubs, but the Italians weren't allowed into these country clubs. And that's what I feel like when I watch Washington. It's like, who are these people all going around nodding, hugging? What is this, a social event? They go and they, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm going to go grab, I'm going to shake the president's hand. No, it's like a sense of duty. I would like to see more. All right, I don't even know that we need that speech. I guess you need it to become like this go-to event in Washington, right. But having said all that, if anybody's going to do the speech, it should be this president, because I thought he hit all the right points, and he touched on the nerve of everything that was good for America.
I love the fact that he walked in, walked right up to the stage, didn't even wait for Nancy Pelosi to introduce him. Like, I'm going to get started. And maybe it's a good thing, because an hour and a half, I went to bed after about 25 minutes because I was exhausted and caught up with it, caught up with the speech when I woke up this morning. But, I love the fact that
doesn't make the introduction. The sergeant-at-arms, is that who that is, Frank?
No. The sergeant-at-arms makes the introduction for the president to walk in, but then usually the speaker addresses the president by announcing him to the room, and then there's a whole big applause or whatever. The president just went right into it. I mean, he was just like, I don't care, I'm talking. That's it.
Yeah, man.
My room tonight. But again, I don't know if it needs to be done there. He could have done it in the White House. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's more of a pomp and circumstance
The press was all saying that the pomp and circumstance is great right where it was. And I think the president knew that. That's why he waited, and he wanted to be there. He relishes those moments, yes?
Well, the president is a master when it comes to messaging, salesmanship, and television, right? So clearly this is something that he's thought a lot about. And look, the State of the I never really liked this speech, the State of the Union speech. I thought the president did as good of a job as anybody could do yesterday, but they're too long, they're boring, they're formulaic, it almost gets into professional wrestling mode. I mean, last night was great in that there were so many moments where the president went off script a little bit, adding in a word here, adding in a word there. That added a level of spontaneity to it that we don't usually see in State of the Union addresses. But at the end of the day, in terms of the audience that he was speaking to in the room, I don't think he changed many minds in terms of Congress. Now, in terms of using the speech and the bully pulpit of his office to refocus the public's attention or call the public's attention to certain issues, I'm not sure he necessarily changed any minds on the wall. What I did think he maybe did is, and obviously I love many aspects of the speech, especially when he said my absolute favorite was when he said that great nations do not fight endless wars. But the
oh, that's your wheelhouse there, buddy.
Totally. but and but I thought the. What he did do last night very effectively is that some of his base that might have grown pessimistic on issues like the wall and other issues that they sort of feel abandoned on, by hammering home not only the abortion issue, which you mentioned, but socialism, Jerusalem, and the wall, he really did kind of take some steps to reassure his base that he's got their back and he is not going to forget that that's who put him where he is. So, and obviously, I loved the amount of time that he spent talking about criminal justice reform, having the first person that was freed from the First Step Act, having Alice Johnson sitting in Melania's little area there and seeming to tear up he talked about being he talked about freeing her. I thought it was a good mix of emotional moments and a sound legislative program. That being said, I don't think you'll see Democrats and Republicans standing arm in arm singing Kumbaya anytime soon.
Well, well said, Frankie. But Jeannie Zeno, Dr. Jeannie Zeno, will join us when we come back. Let's break for the news, the live and local with Al Gattulo. Purple Mohawk to come. Purple Mohawk on Al.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss that. All right. How, when's it?
Can we dissuade you from that? What
no.
if people call in? Can
no. they? They could, but no. April 27th.
All right,
we're Facebook time. Live and everything.
Frankie, we could save him. I think so. 6:36 with Big Al coming up with the news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970 The Answer.
37 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio has tapped a new interim head of NYCHA. Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia will shift gears, take over the city's embattled housing agency. The mayor says because Garcia is a temporary appointment, it does not need any approval. She's going to serve for 2 months until a permanent person is chosen to lead NYCHA. De Blasio put out a statement saying Garcia is ready to fight every day for public housing tenants. Officials are investigating the possible targeted murder of a Union County man in Pennsylvania. Police announced yesterday that a car with a flat tire was spotted on the shoulder of Interstate 81 in Dauphin County Monday. But upon further investigation, a body was found next to the car. The victim, Roselle Park resident Tyrone Shaw, was reportedly found shot in the head. The incident is under investigation, but cops are already speculating the victim may have been targeted for murder. In sports, Dennis Smith Jr., 25 points, but the Knicks lost their 14th straight, 105-92 to the Pistons at MSG. Knickerbocker's now an NBA worst, 10-43. College hoops, St. John's upset ninth-ranked Marquette, 70-69, while the Devils, they gave up 4 third-period goals, including 2 in the first 67 seconds, in a 5-1 loss to the Kings in Newark. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Major problems right now as you head to the outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. The problem here is an overturned garbage truck on the Helix. So, again, this is the outbound side of the Lincoln getting into Jersey right on the Helix. That overturned garbage truck, all traffic diverted into Weehawken and Hoboken. So you will have to expect delays there. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, at least 40. The exclusive bus lane is blocked. So 40 to 45 in at the Lincoln. The inbound Holland 25. GWB up to 35-minute delay as well. And watch out for some slowdowns here as you take it over to Kennedy Boulevard. Getting reports of an accident here in Weehawken on Kennedy Boulevard as well as you get out toward the area of Willow Ave. Let's see what else is happening. Alternate side parking rules, they are in effect for today. We're going to check in on the forecast. Watch for some rain this afternoon with a high in the 40s. Tomorrow, clouds with a high going up to 48 degrees. And again, alternate side parking rules are back in effect for today. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Farmers Insurance. From a car landing on a roof to a car landing in a pool, we've covered it. At Farmers Insurance, the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Get smarter about your insurance at farmers.com.
All right, it's 2019. I'm sure we've all made our resolutions, and I'm sure a lot of them have to do with weight loss. Unfortunately, many diets start January 1st, and then they end up restarting every week. The gym is packed in the month of January, and it's a wasteland by March. Well, Dr. Melinda Keller is here to help you obtain a new weight loss and overall better health goal. Dr. Melinda Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center are here to evaluate you head to toe and attack your goals one step at a time. Believe it or not, losing 20 to 40 plus pounds is actually a pretty achievable task. Trust me, I'm living proof. Dr. Keller is here to help and shows time and time again that her patients and their well-being always comes first. She's helped me tremendously over the years. She's helping me right now. Do yourself a favor. Make your New Year's resolution a reality. Call Dr. Melinda Keller today at 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. Change your life today.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. And use discount code THEANSWER.
What? Jeez, I got Al in my ear. I was like a junior high school kid trying to make me laugh. I have Dr. Zeno waiting, and Al's doing Larry King in my ear. Hey, good morning. Great to have you with us. 641 on AM 970, The Answer. Jeannie's coming up momentarily. I just want to tell you about Fran's Touch of Class, because if you're planning a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, anniversary, birthday, why not consider having it on a luxury yacht? Matter of fact, Jeannie, Dr. Zeno was on the schmooze cruise with us. We had the best time. We laughed. We went up on the top deck with Debbie and Al and Frank and the whole team and all of the great sponsors that you hear on the show that are now family, you know. And Fran does such a great job with her with that beauty. We were on the Atlantis, and Captain Fred takes you right to New York. You see the Statue of Liberty. I keep telling you, Arthur Idala makes a sign of the cross, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Freedom Tower, and all its glory, you know, right off of Wall Street. Just, it is the most magnificent cruise you can go on, and you want to impress somebody, forget about it. This is a great corporate event. Again, a birthday. They can accommodate 2 to over 1,000 guests can board at convenient locations throughout the whole metropolitan area, okay? So visit Fran's Touch of Class. You're going to love Fran's Touch of Class. FransTouchOfClass.com. Check out the range of yachts in her fleet. Give Fran a call. Wonderful gal. And find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, give you details of all the services provided. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or FransTouchOfClass.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Dr. Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College, senior advisor at the consulting firm Applied Techonomics, and on television till way late last night, kind enough to get up in the morning and join Episcopo in the morning. Hey, Dr. Zeno, welcome back to the show, Jeannie.
Good morning. I am barely awake, but I'm so excited to talk to you. How are you?
You and Mr. Borelli, Joe's on later, but you and Joe were there at New York One yesterday till late, yes?
We were, and Joe, I had no idea that he does like a Trump impression. He can do the whole speech as Trump. I see now why you date him and take him down to D.C. I've got it now, Joe.
It's the whole thing. Jeannie, thanks so much for joining us, indeed. And you were great. And Joe, of course, you were great together on New York One last night, doing analysis the entire evening. Give us your breakdown of what you think of the speech, Jeannie.
Well, you know, can I just say first that I it was long for me. I understand, and I don't know, Frank can correct this maybe, that it was just 6 minutes shy of Bill Clinton's record. So when he was about, you know, when you're at these studios, they give you the embargoed speech. And I thought, oh, we're well into this. And I turned and I said to Joe, oh, my God, we're four pages in. We still got like 14 to go.
Oh,
we're going to be here all night.
But
it was long for me. So I just preface it by saying that I think it could have used a little editing myself. And that's just selfish. But, you know, I thought it was a fascinating speech because my takeaway was, we had been saying prior to the speech that he was either going to be combative or he was going to be more conciliatory. And I thought the speech was remarkable because he really did both. He took on Congress in terms of the investigations. He took on Congress in terms of some of their policy issues, many of their policy issues. But he was also quite, you know, welcoming and conciliatory in other ways. And he got several standing ovations, even from the ladies in white. So, you know, I thought it was an interesting speech because he did both. And I think my takeaway was, when I take away from a lot of these speeches, so it's not him, is how are you going to see those issues that you've talked about through to fruition? How are you going to make this happen? Because they don't have the time to tell you specifics of what they're going to do. And, you know, as a political scientist, I want to know, how are you going to see that through? And you don't get that specificity in these speeches.
Yeah, well, he called for unity, and it was great. And by the way, your point is well taken. Now, he reached out to the women. I thought that was great. And by the way, why weren't Kirsten Gillibrand and Kamala Harris wearing white? Do you know?
It's funny. I said the same thing. And what I understand, somebody told me, is that that was done by the women of the House. And so none of the women of the Senate, as you saw, Democrat or Republican, were wearing white. I guess it was something that the House women, maybe as a form of unity themselves, decided to do. But the Senate, you're right, the women of the Senate were not, you know, were wearing more traditional colors.
But you had the girls chanting USA, USA, and I'm going, look at Donald Trump up there bringing everybody together. But he did hardline the wall. He hammered out that some of the issues that have divided Congress, including the wall, man, and he stayed with that, Jeannie. I thought stronger than ever, huh?
He was, and I agree with you, because there was a question going into it. Would he sort of, you know, just mention it and move on? Would he stay away from it? Would he go hard on it? And I think, you know, he was under, we need to understand there was some debate within the administration as to what, again, the tone should be. And I think we understand that he decided that he was going to be quite upfront the way he usually is, and honest and open. And the things he agrees with, he was going to put out there. And the things he disagrees with, he wasn't going to shy away from. And certainly the wall was key among them. And he said, the quote was, I'll get it built. And he has made that promise over and over again. He didn't shy away from that last night.
Was that the first time that you ever heard Congress sing happy birthday in the middle of a presidential address? Wasn't that great, though?
It was very sweet. It was very sweet. Yeah. I said, what are they doing? Yeah. And I have to say, remember back in the day when there was, you know, one guest? Now we're at about, you know, I don't know how many guests there were. There's a lot of guests at the State of the Union now. But I saw all the guests. I mean, from the little girl, the 10-year-old girl, heartbreaking. And what a star she is to raise $40,000 while she's going through that.
Gracie Lean from Gillette, New Jersey, by the way. That was a good moment, wasn't it, though?
a Jersey girl. I mean, what a sweetheart. I mean, that was really, people were like weeping in the studio. That was very sweet. And the little boy, the little Trump boy. I mean, there were a lot of important guests. Certainly, the family of those victims, the husband and wife who were shot and killed out in Arizona. From the ICE worker who I thought was very, obviously what an incredible story, but also I think important for the president to talk about the positive aspects of legal immigration, and his story certainly underscored that. So. I mean, I thought the guest really brought a lot to the table.
I thought it was just so moving in that regard. And he's so good presentation-wise. I mean, and as a political scientist, Dr. Zaino, professor of political science at Iona, when you talk about the presentation, and it's all about the presentation, and I don't know that anybody does it better than this president, Jeannie.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I thought there were some interesting moments where I thought he really was, you know, obviously it takes a president time to come into their own. And you see him, I thought, on foreign policy in particular, really making a case for, you know, what is going to be known as really Trump's view of the world when he was talking about things like great nations can't fight or don't fight endless wars, which is something that, you know, a lot of Democrats will certainly agree with. So I think he was, you know, really bringing to, there's a long period at the end about foreign policy, and you see what is going to be Trump's legacy in terms of his view of foreign engagement, for instance, which is quite different from what we've seen from past administrations.
I know. Hey, Gene, you know, you and I have talked, and we always appreciate your valuable take on everything, but you and I talked about, and we went through this whole primary season together. You and I chatted about everything. We've had your expertise in everything, and then we said, wouldn't it be interesting if Donald Trump was ever elected president? And then you watch him. I mean, you know, it's nice I could talk to you about this, Jeannie, because you and I have gone through, oh, John Kasich would be good. Oh, look what Chris Christie's doing. We went through everybody, you know. And then we said, but the president, this guy, Donald J. Trump, could rip it up. And then to watch him in a presidential pose and mode last night, and your point is so well taken. He got there. He's despite all the criticisms, all the investigations, he seems to be in a presidential zone right now. And I don't know that I even thought he would get that far, Jeannie, honestly.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I don't know if you had this moment, but when he was walking in, I mean, it's always so sort of moving when the president is announced and then they walk down and shake hands with everybody.
Yeah.
When he was walking down, I was thinking back to exactly what you said, all those times that we talked about, oh, wouldn't it be fascinating? And New Yorkers, who know Donald Trump, and who never quite imagined that he would actually decide to run, or that he would win the primary, or that he would, be inaugurated. And now to see him in his second State of the Union address walking down, really, I think, it appears that he's relishing, and he said this in a recent interview, relishing the work he's doing. It was surreal to say, wow, he actually did this thing, and there he goes. Who would have thought it, a few years ago?
Nope, I never thought it. I think he's just taking it home. I really do. Jeannie, we always appreciate it. Thanks so much. Are you doing television? Some more television this morning, are you?
I'm going to do a few things. I'm going to be, I'm going to sleep a little bit too. And I've got to hit the gym, Joe Piscopo. I haven't been to the gym in days because of the State of the Union. You'd think I was delivering it. No, I wasn't. But just my whole schedule got off.
We got to get you to, we had the head of Retro Fitness, Eric Hasaburi, was, you got to get to Retro Fitness. We're going to have to work out together one of these days, Jeannie. I'll tell you.
I need Retro Fitness. That's what I need.
Jeannie, we love you. We appreciate it. We relish the time with you, and thank you so much. Have a great day getting up so early with us. Thanks, Jeannie. Dr. Jeannie Zaino right there, 6:52. Debbie's on the road. She got all, when these events happen, everybody, she was up late and with Joe Borelli, and Joe Borelli's joining us as well. And then they jump on in the morning. I feel so guilty, but I'm so grateful, Debbie?
But it is true.
Thanks for waking up. What did you think of the speech, Jeannie? I mean, thanks for waking up so early. Oh,
I know. But you know why? Because they're dedicated to you, which is so great. And, to get the information out to our wonderful listeners,
It was a big night. And I really feel nice. This is Joe talking, too. And I don't want to say pro this, pro that. But this president, how Donald Trump has just stepped into this presidency is, I think, a stellar. I just think he was in his, he got in his whole mode, the presidential mode last night, and it was just nice to see. And I'm telling you, and I was one of those guys say, well, if he gets in, it'll be great. It'll be upside down and backwards. It'll upset Washington. But to see what he is accomplishing and what he wants to accomplish, it was great to see, and I think great for America, Debbie Duhaime.
Yep, and people seem really happy, that's for sure. And good morning to you, Joe. Let's take it out here. You're not going to be happy at the Lincoln Tunnel right now. The outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel is a real problem. On the Helix, it's an overturned garbage truck, and that's causing delays, big-time delays, getting into Jersey. You're going to be diverted through the streets of Weehawken and Hoboken to get around this problem. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, at least 40 to 45. The exclusive bus lane is blocked as well because of that outbound accident. Holland Tunnel 35, GWB, that's about an hour because of earlier problems, and we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic here as you take a ride to the Harlem River Drive, southbound, getting down toward the Willis Avenue Bridge, an accident there. Cross Island North at the Grand Central, an accident, and watch out for some slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway East, right at Clove Road. An accident there was just cleared out of the way. Alternate side parking in effect. Sagticoast North at Pioneer Drive in Brentwood. A collision on the island. Uptown 2 and 3 trains expect delays. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Hey, it's Joe on the radio telling you about Harry's.com. You will love Harry's. I carry it with me. When I travel, no matter where I go, I always have my Harry's razors with me. And you know, you want to know the best part? I can shave on a Monday before the show. And this old mug of mine stays nice and smooth for days. It's beautiful. I told you this before. I could shave like the afternoon, even if I'm doing television or something. The next day, Harry, the razors that Jeff and Andy have come up with are the best razors. And you got to join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. You get a 5-blade razor, by the way, that weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. $3 plus free shipping. You know, see how I tell you things that are good for you? You're going to love Harry's. I love telling you about Harry's because I use it. And I want you to be make your life easier. You just got to use Piscopo at checkout, by the way, when you go to Harry's.com, all right? Jeff and Andy are Harry's founders. Great guys. They were tired of paying up for those razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like those vibrating heads and flex balls or handles that look like spaceships, you know? Tactics that the leading brand has used to what? Raise prices for decades. You know that. Jeff and Andy have fixed that by combining a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield, you know. All Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. All right, here you go. Please listen to Joe on the radio. This is for you because I love you. You're limited time only. Harry's has a special offer for you. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. Please go to harrys.com today. Use Piscopo at checkout to claim your offer. You let them know that I sent you, all right? You say, Joey sent me. So you go to harrys.com, use the code Piscopo.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Increasing clouds today, much cooler than yesterday. Rain will arrive toward evening, the high 44. Then periods of rain tonight, tapering to drizzle late. Areas of fog will form, low 38. Bit of drizzle early tomorrow, along with some fog, otherwise overcast and damp with a high of 47. Some more rain is likely tomorrow night. Friday, a little rain to start, then clouds will break for some afternoon sunshine, and it'll become increasingly windy with a high of 59. Temperature will end the day in the 40s. AM 970, The Answer.
Day Tripper, the Beatles. Al, the Beatles.
Beatime, I listen to Al. I listen to Al in my headphone before we go into break. He's yelling at me. He says, Larry King. And then, yes, he did Mr. Magoo. When we come back, I made
Oh, Magoo. You done it again.
What's better, Frank? Al's Magoo or Larry King?
It would be difficult to find a worse impression than his Larry King. So the Magoo.
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Hello.
Go! Harry's.com!
Harry's.com. Hello. I love the way my face feels after Harry's.com.
Oh, my Lord. Mark Lotter is going to join us, former press secretary to Vice President Pence. Joe Borelli live on the show. David Yaski, Dean Emeritus at the Pace University Law School. And Robert Auth, our buddy, Assemblyman Robert Auth. They're taxing rain in the state of New Jersey. You know what? You think I'm making it up? Lord knows. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I was. 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world. Coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Staten Island community is rallying against a proposed homeless shelter. A meeting was held on the plan Tuesday night. It drew a lot of opposition. The proposal calls for a shelter at 44 Victory Boulevard. The community argues that they were not consulted before the plan was announced. Mayor de Blasio has argued that the city has an obligation to house the homeless and that every borough needs to help with the issue. Republicans and Democrats in the House introducing a bill that would fund Holocaust education in schools. The legislation would combine appropriated funds and private donations to pay for the program. The bill would finance grants to public and private middle and high schools to help teachers develop and improve Holocaust education. In sports, Knicks lost their 14th straight, 105-92 to the Pistons. St. John's upset ninth-ranked Marquette 70-69. The Devils lost to the Kings 5-1.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.